Ask what is human life, the sage replies, with a disappointment lowering in his eyes. A painful passage or a restless flood, a vain pursuit of fugitive false good, a scene of fancied bliss and heartfelt care, closing at last in darkness and despair. The poor, inured to drudgery and distress, act without aim, think little and feel less. And nowhere but in feigned Arcadian scenes taste happiness or know what pleasure means. Riches are passed away from hand to hand, as fortune, vice, or folly may command. As in a dance, the pair that take the lead turn downward, and the lowest pair succeed. So shifting and so various is the plan by which heaven rules the mixed affairs of man. Vicissitude wheels round the motley crowd. The rich grow poor, the poor become purse proud. Business is labor, and man's weakness such, pleasure is labor too, and tires us much. The very sense of it forgoes its use, by repetition palled, by age obtuse. Youth lost in dissipation we deplore, through life's sad remnant with no sighs restore. Our years a fruitless race without a prize, too many, yet too few to make us wise. Dangling his cane about and taking snuff, Lothario cries, what philosophic stuff! O querulous and weak, whose useless brain once thought of nothing and now thinks in vain, whose eye reverted weeps o'er all the past, whose prospect shows thee a disheartening waste, would age in thee resign his wintry reign and youth invigorate that frame again. Renewed desire would grace with other speech, joys always prized when placed within our reach. For lift thy palsied head, shake off the gloom that overhangs the borders of thy tomb. See nature gay as when she first began, with smiles alluring her admirer man. She spreads the morning over eastern hills, earth glitters with the drops the night distills. The sun, obedient at her call, appears to fling his glories o'er the robe she wears. Banks clothed with flowers, groves filled with sprightly sounds, the yellow tilth, green meads, rocks, rising grounds, streams edged with osiers fattening every field, where'er they flow, now seen and now concealed. From the blue rim, where skies and mountains meet, down to the very turf beneath thy feet. 10,000 charms that only fools despise, or pride can look at with indifferent eyes. All speak one language, all with one sweet voice, cry to her universal realm, rejoice. Man feels the spur of passions and desires, and she gives largely more than he requires. Not that his hours devoted all to care, hollow-eyed abstinence and lean despair, the wretch may pine, while to his smell, taste, sight, she holds a paradise of rich delight. But gently to rebuke his awkward fear, to prove that what she gives sincere, to banish hesitation, and proclaim his happiness her dear, her only aim. 'Tis grave philosophy's absurdest dream that heaven's intentions are not what they seem, that only shadows are dispensed below, and earth has no reality but woe. Thus things terrestrial wear a different hue, as youth or age persuades, and neither true. So Flora's wreath through coloured crystals seen, the rose or lily appears blue or green. But still the imputed tints are those alone the medium represents, and not their own. To rise at noon, sit slipshod and undressed, to read the news or fiddle as seems best, till half the world comes rattling at his door, to fill the dull vacuity till 4. And, just when the evening turns the blue vault grey, to spend 2 hours in dressing for the day, to make the sun a bauble without use, save for the fruits his heavenly beams produce, quite to forget, or deem it worth no thought, who bids him shine, or if he shine or not. Through mere necessity to close his eyes, just when the larks and when the shepherds rise, is such a life, so tediously the same.